Are you curious about God? Or do you know God? Have you heard of Jesus and what he did and what he does? If I say that someone has faith in God, what does that mean to you? What if I said that someone has faith in Jesus? What do you think that means? What does it mean to you? You know him or you don't know him? And if you have faith in him, what does that mean? Join me in this episode of God's Adopted. Let's talk a little bit about faith. Howdy, welcome to God's Adopted. I'm here to help encourage you to grow in faith through stories, teaching, and practical examples so you can experience more of God in and through your life. When we get born again, he adopts us. This podcast is here to encourage us all to grow in becoming the children of God he's adopted us to become. Join me and learn to do like Peter did. Let's get out of the boat and step on the water with Jesus. In my studies this morning, devotion time, I'm reading through the Bible, and I was challenged by a passage that I'm reading in this translation of the Bible I'm reading. And I like reading. I've read several different translations of the Bible over the years. And one of the reasons why I like to do this is to challenge myself and also to help deal with what I might call sometimes monotony or boredom, or I don't know the right word. Have you ever watched a movie and you see it a second time or a third time, like especially if maybe you have kids or something, but even more so for yourself, have you ever watched a movie that you've seen before and you find yourself kind of lulled by it? Like, it's almost like, oh, I know what's going to happen next. And like your mind kind of skips ahead because you already know what's going to happen and there's nothing really new to it. And you're not completely enthralled by it either. Like it's not super exciting and you're not awake by it and stuff. Some of that is why I like to have other translations of the Bible. Plus, I like to see different points of view of how it was translated. And then I like to go even deeper into it, and I'll do word studies, and I'll look at the original text and look at the possibilities of how they could have translated it and what it might mean. And ultimately, I want to rely on the Holy Spirit. I rely on God to help me understand his truth that is being communicated by words, the Bible, that was inspired by the Holy Spirit in the first place to people for them to write down. And so this morning I'm talking about faith, and I'm finding myself challenged by a particular verse in a chapter that is called the chapter of faith. Like a lot of people, if I say, you know about the chapter of faith in the Bible, like there's a chapter that is like the whole chapter is devoted to faith. And you might already know the chapter I'm talking about, Hebrews chapter 11. So in Hebrews chapter 11, I started reading through this morning and I got stuck right on verse 2. And that's what I want to talk. Let's talk a little bit about the word faith and what it means. And how to think about this, and how does it show in someone's life? If someone says, I have faith in God, but somehow this faith it's not being demonstrated in their life, do they have faith in God? Think about what I'm saying. I want to open in prayer, and then we'll talk through this some. But Father God, I thank you so much for my brothers and sisters who might be listening, and to anyone else who might want to just hear something about faith and what it means to have faith in you, Father God. And I pray that by your Holy Spirit, you'd come close to each one of us and encourage us in some special way today. And Father, I pray that if someone would have a question about any of this, that they'd reach out to you ultimately. But if they want to reach out to me, they're welcome to. And I just pray that you'd bless this time that we have together in talking about truth about you. And I pray that you'd confirm your truth. Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I'm reading through a translation of the Bible that is called the Complete Jewish Bible Translation. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, this is what it says. Trusting is being confident of what we hope for, convinced about things we do not see. It was for this that Scripture attested the merit of the people of old. Now, after verse 2, going throughout chapter 11 in the book of Hebrews, like, what starts being listed is all these different people in the Old Testament, like Abraham and Noah and Cain and Abel and all these different things that different people did and how it demonstrated the faith that they had in God. Now, interesting what I just said. I just said faith. In most translations, the first few words in verse 1 of chapter 11 says this. It says, now faith. Actually, most translations say, now faith. I had a pastor that I knew a long time ago. He used to say, when is faith? Faith is now. Because faith is something that there's more to it than just this invisible, fluffy word of, oh, people saying, oh, I believe in that. I have faith in that. But what does it mean to have faith in something? And this is one of the words, actually, that I really appreciate in the complete Jewish Bible translation, oftentimes in the New Testament. The word faith is translated using the word trust instead. And actually, that is what is being talked about here. And it caught my attention because of verse 2, actually. And so in verse 2, in the complete Jewish Bible, it says again, it says, it was for this that Scripture attested the merit of the people of old. Other words, this is the reason that things were written about certain people. What was the reason? Because the trust that they had in God, even though they didn't see God. Other words, the trust that they had in Him because of what He said, and they took action based on their trust in what He was saying, and the reason that the Bible, that their stories are written about in the Old Testament, is because of that faith, that trust that they were demonstrating. All right, I'm going to read this in a few other translations, right? I'm going to read verse 1. And so most translations, verse 1 goes like this. Faith shows the reality. This is the New Living Translation. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. The New International Version says this. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. The Amplified Bible says this, now faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of the reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. The Holman Christian Standard Bible says it this way, now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. Young's literal translation says this, and faith is of things hoped for, a confidence, of matters not seen, a conviction. And here's verse 2 in some of these other translations, like the NIV, which was the first translation that I read a very long time ago, shortly after I was born again. It says, in verse 2, this is what the ancients were commended for. Now, to say that this is what they were commended for, in my mind, means something differently to me than what I was challenged with in the complete Jewish translation that I was reading this morning. And so this is why it kind of piqued my interest and my faith and my curiosity. And well, I want to share this with you, because have you ever read something in the Bible and you were just kind of excited about it and you were like, what? It says that? Does it mean that? And this is one of these kind of a things for me. I find myself excited about this verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 11, which I've never really It's one of these verses that I've just kind of read through in the past, but today I find myself kind of stuck right there. I'm like, whoa, the reason that the men of old, the reason that the people I'm getting ready to read about throughout the whole chapter of 11 of Hebrews, the reason that these people are in here is because of the faith that they demonstrated. And it's easier for me to understand the word faith by using the word trust. So God told Noah that the floods were going to come, and by faith, Noah built the ark. By faith, by trust, by belief, by trusting what God had told him. So there was an action based on his belief, his trust. In the book of James, there's a passage that says this. In James chapter 2, verse 18, it says that, but someone may say, you claim to have faith, and I have good works. Show me your alleged faith without the works, if you can, and I will show you my faith by my works. That is, by what I do. Now, that was the amplified version of the Bible translation for that verse. But basically, you say you have faith, and I have actions that demonstrate trust that I have in God. You say you trust God, but where's any proof in your life that you trust God? Is there any proof in your life that you trust God? Think of it this way. If I say I'm following Jesus, and you can't see Jesus, but I see Jesus, maybe I don't see Jesus, maybe Jesus taught me to do something a particular way, to pray for people, to believe that I can maybe pray for people in his name in a certain way and set people free from spirits, evil spirits that are tormenting them, or help people deal with forgiveness and unforgiveness in their life so they can be freed and healed. If I say I believe in that Jesus and the teachings that Jesus gave me, that he taught me, wouldn't I demonstrate that trust in his teaching and in doing what he told me to do? Wouldn't that be seen in my life? Wouldn't I be helping people in those ways? What ways? His ways. How did I find out about him? Well, I read him in Scripture. I know people that follow Christ who are teaching other people to follow Christ. Isn't that what Jesus told people to do? To go and make disciples? Whose disciples? Make Jesus's disciples. I don't want people to be my disciples, but I would love to encourage people to grow and be Jesus's disciples. Here again, I'm stuck on this word faith. We're talking about Hebrews chapter 11, really focused on verse 2. In all these other translations, it didn't stand out to me so much about the whole point of why these different people were listed in chapter 11. Now, if you read it, you know this. But part of the challenge, I think, for today and for this episode of God's Adopted is for ourselves. Does our faith in God, does our trust in God, why trust in God? Why trust in Jesus? If you can answer that question, why do it in the first place, then probably you're going to start seeing more and more of the results of that. And then maybe verse 2 could be said about us and our lives, that people shared about us because of this trust that we had in God and how it helped them and how God, who we can't see, was helping us. Why would I want to know God? He's the only person who ever gave me peace deep down on my insides, in my heart. I just really want to encourage you and hope that you are encouraged today by some of this. And I want to challenge you, you know, is there something, maybe there's something God wants you to trust in him for or about a situation. Maybe he wants you to do it his way instead of someone else's way. A lot of things with God, he says, do it this way. And see, when we do things the way he wants us to do them, especially when they're different than what everybody else says, well, then our faith, our trust in God is demonstrated, just like the men of old, just like in the chapter 11 of Hebrews. And so maybe there's something God wants to encourage you or challenge you to do today where he taught you something and he wants you to put trust in what he taught you. I'll give you an example. There's a place in Scripture where Jesus basically says to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Treat people the way that you would want them to treat you. The world teaches something that goes like this: do to them before they do to you. Can you see the difference? And so if I treat people the way I want to be treated, even though they don't deserve it, isn't that me putting into action? Isn't that me trusting in the Lord's teaching instead of someone else's teaching? And see, when I do the things that he's teaching me to do for the reasons that he wants me to do them, then it's like he comes right next to me and I get to see him in action around and in and through my own life. That's amazing. I hope and I pray that for you today. And I'm going to close with that. Father, I pray that you would challenge us if there's something that you want us to do or to say today that is what you teach us to, even though it's different than maybe what we think we ought to do. But by doing what you say, it would allow us to show and demonstrate our trust in you, even today in some special way. I pray that you'd encourage us to do that. And even according to your word, that if there's something we need to say, we don't have to prepare, that you said that by your Holy Spirit, you'd give us what to say in the moment even. If there's something that we need to say, if there's something we need to do, I pray that you'd make it clear to us, Father God. And I pray that you'd bless and encourage in some special way my brothers and sisters who hear this episode of this podcast. And I pray that you'd bless and be close to them and their families today. In Jesus' name. Amen. I love seeing how our real living God is working in and through our real living lives in this real world. Please subscribe to this podcast and keep listening. If you've been blessed or encouraged in some way and want to leave a review, please do that by writing your review on iTunes. If you haven't already, please drop in and say howdy in our Facebook group when you can. See you next time on the water with Jesus.